Are you ready to sell more books? I'm Brian Cohen.
And I'm Claire Taylor. If you're ready to get your books into the hands of the right readers
and make some more money,
you've come to the right podcast.
And now it's time to talk tips, tricks, and news to help you sell more of your books. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sell More Book Show, episode 498. I'm Brian Cohen from Best Page Forward, and for three more episodes, we have Claire Taylor from FFS Media. Claire, how are you doing?
Doing great. Okay. I have no complaints today. If I thought long enough, I could come up with some, but right sure. Now I'm feeling pretty good. How about you, Brian? Good. How are you?
I'm also complaint-free. I am happy to be here, and I am excited to just, you know, get into things, but I'm interested, you know, what do you have going on? You've got Liberated Writer that opened a week and a half or so back. What else is going on? How can people hang out with you in the rest of 2023, early 2024?
Well, you can come hang out with me on Instagram if you follow at ffs.media, same handle for TikTok. And I am in the middle of completely redoing my YouTube channel. So I took down all the existing content. So if you see that there are no videos there, don't be alarmed. And that is really where I'm going to be spending a lot of time, giving away as many secrets of the Enneagram and writing trade as I can. Really using new information. I started that channel like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I had some good basic information, but I've done so much more work in the industry that I just see what's happening. The questions that people are asking are different now than they were 2 years ago. So I feel like I have more data to better address what people are wondering about and better help people. So that will be it. It is actually the YouTube channel is at Liberated Writer. So
okay, very nice. So that now y'all know some places you can hang with Claire even after she departs.
I know. And I'll have at least two more Enneagram and writing related books coming out next year. So
yay, yeah. Awesome. It's always funny, like, when you have posted on Facebook and Instagram about you heading off from the show, there's people posting that are like, I had no idea they were listening to the show every week.
I know that it's been nice because I feel like you and I sit and we talk here and we enjoy our time together. And yeah. I can easily fall completely oblivious to who's actually listening. So right. It is nice to hear from people.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Well, for me, just finished a challenge, so I'm exhausted. But having a little reunion with my Pat Flynn posse from 2018 in San Diego, so that should be really fun. Although not a rest, as my wife pointed out, that it will not necessarily be recovery. But that's coming up, and then I am doing a really cool giveaway, going to give away some Best Page Forward blurbs coming up in November. So stay tuned, because that's going to be, it's going to be maybe the craziest giveaway the author community has ever seen. And it's a tester for 2024, where I'm going to do something even bigger.
If anyone can pull it off, Brian, it's you.
Aw, shucks.
You say that. But also listen to Amy when she says to rest.
I'm in too deep, Claire. So previous week's question was, what other changes should Amazon make to KDP print? Lynn McLaughlin said it would be fabulous if KDP and Ingram Spark used the same templates. Oh, man, that would be pretty awesome. I realize one is a distributor, but I like to use them for different reasons with her 7 books published. Wouldn't that just be nice?
Yeah, I feel like this is a really good, wouldn't it be nice moment for all of us.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And then Jason Hamilton said, the ability to split royalties between co-authors.
That's another
super cool.
One.
I like
that
idea.
That's another good one. And then Paula Smith McLean said, faster fulfillment of author copies, hardcovers with dust jackets, a girl can dream.
A girl can dream and a girl should dream.
You should, yes. So you can always answer the question of the week over at sellmorebookshow.com or in the Sell More Book Show After Party Facebook group. Claire, we're taking things in a different direction.
We are.
Just 3 episodes left. We actually have an exclusive, Sell More Book Show exclusive. Isn't that exciting?
We do, yes.
We do.
Are you going to read it off, Brian?
I'm
going
to read it off. Okay. So, okay, because then we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we need to set the scene, though.
Yeah, let's set the scene. So, top story is Answers from Spotify. Laura Pizzini, audiobooks communications rep for Spotify, recently sent us some answers to pressing questions about how authors will be compensated for their books on Spotify. This is an exclusive Sell More Book Show story. Here are the questions and the answers. I liked your hand motions. You're not seeing this on the audio, but Claire had some good karate chops going on there.
It was me running real fast because I was excited.
Oh, my goodness.
Running at incredible speeds.
Oh, you were so fast. I could barely see the joke. So, number one is, will authors be paid if their books are streamed during the 15 hours of streaming per month? Answer from Ms. Pizzini. Yes, authors will be paid for listening within the Spotify premium subscription. So just because the 15 hours are free, authors will still be compensated. Number two, how will authors be able to verify they are getting paid for the streamed listening? Answer. Royalties from listening by premium subscribers will be included in your Findaway Voices sales reports. This model currently reports quarterly, and the first payment will be in January. Interesting. So quarterly. We'll keep that in mind, too, here in the midst of all this. How will authors be paid for the streaming? Per minute, per track, per chapter? Will it be a standard payment rate, or will the rate be for each minute, chapter, etc., or will it vary based on a portion of a pool like Kindle Unlimited? Answer. For authors using Findaway Voices, royalties from listening by premium subscribers will be paid out through the pool model, meaning payment will be based on the proportional listening a title drives in a given period. This means that all listening within the Spotify premium subscription will be driving revenue for authors. So there's our answer there. No numbers, but could we have expected numbers?
I don't know. But also, I think that for authors using Findaway Voices implies that there might be some other deals going on that are priced differently.
I think you might have something there. And then lastly, can authors opt out of the streaming and only keep their audiobook available for sale? Answer, users can opt out of Spotify distribution, but Findaway Voices doesn't support users opting out of specific business models for any partners. So you could opt out of Spotify in total, but not just the Spotify premium subscribers. So if you want out of one, you'd have to be out of all of it. All right, Claire. So this is a little different than usual. We're reporting from ourselves here. What do you feel from this? Like, what are your initial gut reactions to hearing it's going to be the pool model, it's going to be notated quarterly, and it will be based on, much like KU, that full pool? We don't know if that will be $10 split between everyone or $10 million, but it will be the pool model. What are your thoughts?
I appreciate them taking the time to send us this response, first of all. They didn't have to. Will over at Findaway was kind enough to forward it to the person who needed to, you know, read it and respond. Right. So thank you for doing that, Findaway and Spotify adjacent, Findaway. I think that this is nice to have because it fills in some of the ambiguities. We were making assumptions, I think a lot of us. It turns out that they may have been correct assumptions. But I also think it's important to acknowledge when we're making those assumptions and at least get it pinned down so we know we're correct. So one of the main assumptions I think people had was that it is going to be like paid from the pool. And so now we know.
Yep.
But there's not much happening here. So, you know, as far as like like you said, numbers. And I don't know that Findaway has a clear idea on that yet, because right. they don't know how many listens and all of that. So one thing that we didn't, that I still am lacking clarity on, is what unit is being paid on.
Right. We still don't know. The minute, the track, right. the chapter.
Yeah. Payment will be based on proportional listening to a title in a given period. I don't know if that's per track, per minute. I don't really know what that is. And I think once we figure out what that is, it's going to be pretty much gamed immediately. But we will see. So there is still some ambiguity. I am willing to keep, I have my Killhaven Police series available on Spotify for the audiobooks. I'm willing to keep that in there and experiment and find out what's going on for myself, because I don't have anything to lose on that. I don't make a whole lot off that anyway, and I might give it a little push and see if I can generate some sales there, you know, run a promo right. or something.
Right.
So I don't have enough data to really know what's going on for me and what's best for my business. But I do have more information than before. So I don't know. What about you, Brian?
The quarterly thing is interesting. Authors are so mm-hmm. used to getting information on a monthly basis. I wonder if the reporting could change over time. I think the thing that comes to me, and this was the first thing I thought of, was, well, if you're opting into Spotify, that means you're not that means you're not exclusive. You're not exclusive with Amazon. And that means you do have other opportunities to sell your audiobook, even if it is in this model. It's not like Kindle Unlimited. So many authors have been asking for a non-exclusive pool payment thing, because people always say, what if KU wasn't exclusive? Well, here it is. And I know Kobo Plus also has theirs, but here it is with audio. But we also know from the romance debacle from years ago, the unlimited romance subscription that Audible had a few years back, that pool payments for that were pretty rough. And so I think Spotify and Findaway are gonna have to really be as transparent as possible this first year of the program being open, or they will spook authors.
So. Yeah, that's right. I think that's a good point, that there is just the consideration of, you don't want to spook authors. Not that authors are easily spooked or anything. And in the end, I think that it's important to try things out, that you can think about things a certain amount, but there's information and data that you can only get through experimentation. And, you know, if you want to experiment with Spotify, you can always take your books out later, see how it goes. And I think there will be a lot of that happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Well, I feel like I already kind of asked you this question, but like, let me rephrase this for our hot potatoes, Claire. Once you see the first quarterly payment indicated in the month of January, 2024, what are you going to be looking for?
I would like to know how much money I'm making for how many people. And I'm also going to consider like how many actual individual people listen to it. I don't know that we'll get that data, but I would really like to have that data, like individual users who streamed the book, how far they streamed it. The more data, the better. So that's what I'll be looking for on the sales report, is how much data am I getting from them?
Yeah.
How much are they collecting, which might be different from how much we're receiving, but we'll see. And if I was getting that previously, which I have not been getting from Spotify, I've not been making money off of Spotify because they don't promote it. It's just kind of there if people want to listen to it. So, you know, it may just be that I think, okay, if people are organically following this and like I'm getting money without putting any attention towards it, maybe it's worth it for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm basically making nothing, you know, maybe like $20 a month otherwise. So yeah, if I make more than that, I will be fine with it. because they're not requiring something like exclusivity. So I'm not missing out other places. And yeah. I don't know that people who are like, well, I was going to buy it full price on Apple, but because it's free on Spotify, I'm just going to stream it. Like, I feel like the users are pretty well siloed into their listening apps of choice. So I don't know that I'm necessarily going to be cannibalizing my sales.
Yeah. Good points. Good points, Claire.
Okay, Brian. If this doesn't work in authors' favor, what other options do authors have when it comes to selling audiobooks that bring in a higher royalty per sale?
Great question. So let's say that Spotify, the premium listeners, 15 hours free, does not work in authors' favor. You have to remember that because you're not exclusive to anyone, to Audible, to anyone, or you wouldn't even be able to be in Spotify, that means you can sell direct. That means you can sell off your own website. And authors are seeing really nice returns when they are selling direct because, hey, you do not have to pay 20%, 30%, 50%, 70% to anybody. And it is hard to sell direct. But that is one of the nicest pieces, is that you are only sharing a very small proportion of those dollars with anybody else. And maybe people find you on Spotify and then they come over to your website somehow. But more often than not, it is going to be the result of paid advertising like Facebook ads.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. Claire, I cannot believe it, but we only have a few lightning rounds left. My head just exploded from lightning. Claire, Vellum can now apply enhanced typesetting to your ARC copies and ebooks sold on your website that are formatted by Vellum, of course, to ensure they display aesthetically. Have the previous sideloading limitations been a problem for you or your readers?
I haven't had a lot of issues with sideloading books for readers onto Kindles and other devices. I use BookFunnel, and this is like not paid, but this is not paid promotion, but I love BookFunnel because they handle all of that. Now, what I will say is when I have a book with more formatting, with graphics in it, charts, that sort of thing, it does make it a little bit trickier just for it to look as aesthetically pleasing. So I'm excited to peep in on some of these new features, which I haven't yet, and see how it will make my formatting for nonfiction a little bit easier, make that life a little bit happier. and I'm sure that, you know, readers will be happy with it. I mean, I've never had complaints about like formatting. Sideloading, sometimes it can be confusing, but BookFunnel has been great support for that.
Awesome.
Well, all right,
good,
Brian.
Good.
What other changes could Amazon make to Kindle ebooks to improve the reader or author experience?
All right. So how could Amazon change their Kindle ebook formatting in order to help the reader experience? I mean, I'm a big fan of reading on a Kindle Paperwhite. I enjoy it. I enjoy the ability to change fonts. I enjoy the ability to mess around with the sizes. I mean, I don't think you need a lot of bells and whistles, but I do think that there could be some improvements when it comes to the page flipping that we still don't know. Does this take away KU pages for authors? We still are seeing lots of issues with KDP accounts getting taken down for books or another format being published or someone pirating it and the author gets punished for it. So things like formatting are so, so, so low on my totem pole of things Amazon needs to fix. Those KDP accounts getting taken down are, they honestly keep me up at night a little bit. And I think that before any kind of tweaks on the ebooks, let's get improvements so that a bot does not decide an author's career.
Yeah. And I'm sure it does keep you up at night because people come to you like, Brian, help.
I know. It really does.
Just running around.
But I also feel bad about it. So, yeah. Claire, Victoria Strauss reports that scams are popping up that are promising authors radio and TV time for their books. And to that, I'm like, radio is still a thing? But if radio and TV aren't the trouble, what type of media coverage should authors consider focusing on instead?
I don't think that every opportunity to be on television or, I guess, on the radio to talk about your book is necessarily a scam. I think there are probably some red flags for it. And I could see how it might be a good platform for you to go there and talk about. I have bought books that I heard about on NPR and All Things Considered. You know, they talk about the book because the topic is relevant or because, you know, it's just a really good book and I'm sold on it and I go buy it. So I would say that as someone who has bought books as a result of people being on the radio, it's not all a scam. But I think you do need to watch out for it. And if you're paying any money for it, probably you don't want to go on. It's probably a little scammy if you're paying for that airtime. There have also always been this kind of scam, right? Going behind the scenes. As long as there's been money and media coverage, there has been pay-to-play kind of stuff like this. So, you know, I don't think that all of it's bad. And as far as what type of media coverage should authors focus on instead, I mean, it really depends on who you are. If you're good in front of a camera, let's be real. Don't get in front of a camera if you're really not, if that's just not your strength, because it can actually turn people off. But if you're a writer, maybe something written, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a newspaper or a blog or something like that. So people who like reading are already there.
Right. Right. Makes a lot of sense.
All right, Brian, what type of author is more likely to benefit from media coverage?
Authors who benefit from media coverage tend to be nonfiction authors who are teaching something because there can be kind of wide applicability to some of the things they're teaching. But an author once taught me that you need to, if you're going to get media coverage, it's still up to you to sell the heck out of it. You getting in a newspaper only matters if you tell all of your people that you got in a newspaper. You getting on some show only matters if you get a clip of that show and you share it far and wide. And you do it regularly to remind people you were on said thing. I tell people about Millionaire all the time when I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire because it's recognizable and people see it. But Millionaire isn't going to share me, that's for sure. It's kind of up to me. And those kind of things definitely tend to benefit a nonfiction author more than they do a fiction one.
That makes sense. Yeah. You want to know why you're doing it. How are you going to use it?
Exactly. Exactly. Claire, to close us out on our third to last lightning round, I don't know if we're doing a lightning round in episode 500. We'll have to see. But what question should you ask yourself if you are thinking of doing NaNoWriMo National Novel Writing Month?
If you are thinking of doing NaNoWriMo this year, you should ask yourself why. And I don't mean this to be dismissive. I mean, it's really important that you understand why you're doing it and that the motivation is going to be sustaining enough to get you through it. Because if you haven't written a lot of books, and sometimes even if you have, but if you haven't really written a lot of books or this is your first time going through the process, it's really hard. It's going to be challenging. Probably you have other stuff that you need to do in November as well. So there will be other commitments. So I think that's important to ask yourself too is, how am I going to manage this? Am I taking something off my plate before putting this on? Or am I expecting myself to suddenly be, you know, just firing on all cylinders like I never have before as we approach the dark months of the year? You know, like, I think being realistic about what attention you can give it, because I don't, it doesn't feel good to fail it, right? Yeah. And that can be a huge setback. So if that is something that you're sensitive to, you know, not completing it, and you know that that would be really hard for you, just ask if this is the year. There is next year. But you know, you just want to make sure that you have set the table so that you can actually get it done.
Yeah, that makes sense. Your answer, just crack me up. You have to ask yourself, why? Why on earth?
I love NaNoWriMo. I've done it so many years. Like it's fun to do something solitary along with people.
Yeah.
But you got to know. You got to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Up here in the old thought factory.
The old noggin. I love it. We need a question of the week. Do we dare ask people what their thoughts are on the answers from Spotify?
I think we dare.
Okay. So
I think we dare. And I think that honestly, our people are pretty nice in our Facebook group. Our listeners are nice, and Spotify may appreciate the thoughts. So just write your feedback as if Spotify is reading it, and Findaway Voices is reading it.
And that it's grandmothers who work at Spotify.
Your grandmother, unless your grandmother is mean, and then it's someone else's grandmother who
exactly.
is
mean. Exactly. Exactly. So the question is, what do you think of the answers Spotify gave us when it comes to authors receiving payment for the new premium listening segment with audiobooks? You can answer that question of the week over at Sell More Book Show After Party in the Facebook group or at sellmorebookshow.com. Claire, they got to come check you out at ffs.media and Instagram and TikTok. And Liberated Writer on
And make sure you're
YouTube.
Signed up to my email list. That's, I think, really important because that's where I give the good gems. I just sent one out.
What's your email link? What's your email link? We need it.
ffs.media/join. And
that's easy.
You join up. Be a story nerd, and I will give you a reality check every now and then.
I love a good reality check. I need it. Well, Claire, great episode. Will you reconsider? No, just kidding.
I'm begging. I'm not going to reconsider, but it feels good to, you know, be wanted.
Okay. Just wanted to check. But it was great doing this show with you. And anything you want to leave people with today?
No.
Well, there you have it, folks. Don't worry. We'll get some more wisdom out of you next episode, Claire.
I'll have something to leave people with.
Yeah.
If not just an intrusive thought, you know, I'll have something that you won't be able to stop thinking about.
Yeah. That's every time we talk. Every time we talk, especially we were talking about Taylor Swift and Jason Kelsey. I mean, Travis Kelsey. But
different one, yeah.
Yeah, different Kelsey. You know.
You're a Phillies fan.
I'm a Philly fan. What are you going to do? Yeah. So, well, thank you, Claire. And we'll be back next episode. So for Claire, I'm Brian. Have a great week of bookselling, everybody. We'll be back next week for episode 499. Talk to you soon, everyone. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Sell More Book Show. Visit the website at www.sellmorebookshow.com for detailed show notes and subscription information, or to send us news or comments for use on the show. Also, please take a moment to subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Thank you very much for listening, and happy bookselling!